comfort for the year 2022. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, hallelujah. Matthew 28. As we go. As we go. Matthew 28. From what is it? And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and do unto others even to the ends of the earth. Of the world. Mark 16. It says, go ye, verse 16, go, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they shall drink any blood, they shall not help them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this will be Jesus' instruction to them. But Luke makes us see something that Jesus, Jesus taught them 40 days. When he resurrected, Act 1. Are you with me? Verses 3. It says, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion, by many fallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Is that? Now, pertaining to the kingdom of God, is that the resurrection?
Yeah.
Then, if you read Luke 24, it says, it's not there, verse 44. It says, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was there to you, that all things which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened his eyes, understanding for the fact that they may comprehend the scripture. Now, what am I saying? Jesus spent 40 days teaching them. Right? So, as they saw the end of his teaching, what did he do? Remember, before now, in Matthew 28, verses 10, Jesus said to them, Jesus said to them, which is the people that came to see him, they came to the sepulchre, he said to them, go tell my brethren, which is the women, so go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. You see that? Now, that means this was a special meeting. Hallelujah. They had a special meeting with Jesus 40 days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They had a special meeting just like we're having CRC. Hallelujah. Charismatic renewal conference. Just like we're having. So towards the end of it, Jesus gave them instructions. What is the instruction? Go make disciples. Now that means he gave them a mandate, what we call the Great Commission, right? So that means for every special meeting, every meeting you attend, there is always a mandate. Hallelujah. Don't leave a meeting without leaving with a mandate. Some of you attend meetings across sections, across the sessions, and don't stay to receive the mandate for this. There's always a mandate for every meeting. I learned that from Pastor Chevron, my pastor. Hallelujah. For every meeting you attend, make sure you receive a mandate from that meeting. Hallelujah. Jesus gave the disciples mandate. And what was the mandate? It's to go preach the gospel. Glory to God. This afternoon, as a round of CRC, 2022, I leave you with this mandate. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians. The mandate I leave you with is the mandate of the people. Chapter 5, from verse 15. That is what it says. See that none of you render evil for evil to any man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm coming here. So, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice forevermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. I give you this time. Pray without ceasing. There's a call by the Spirit of God. By this meeting has brought to us on prayer. On prayer. It is called a charge. Pray without sin. Hallelujah. In preparing for this meeting, this is what the Lord gave to me for us. We pray without sin. Because in prayer, we exercise our believers of poverty. Hallelujah. We exercise our believers of poverty. So you must learn to pray without ceasing. Whether you feel like it, I know there are some people who only wait for prayer days before they pray. No. Make prayer a constant in your life. Hallelujah. Make prayer a constant in your life. Prayer is going to be a constant. See, there are characteristics of men that pray. We'll get there. Hallelujah. Make prayer a constant. Quickly run down to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. You put your hand in front of you and you put your back up. Hallelujah. It says in verse 11, it says, not slothful in business, perverse in spirit, starting the law, the rejoicing in faith, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Continuing instant in prayer. If there's one thing you must go, you should go back with in this context. Don't relent in prayer. Hope you're hearing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't relent in prayer. Don't relent in prayer. Don't. Say, continue. See, that is the time you have for scripture. Continue instant in prayer. Pray forevermore. Pray without ceasing. A believer who doesn't pray is a believer who doesn't trust in the power of God. A believer who doesn't pray is a believer who doesn't believe in the power of God. But a believer that doesn't pray, you know, I told you, prayer is not necessarily a believer's authority. A believer who doesn't live a prayerful life and submit my word, a prayer-filled life, is a believer who trusts or not in something, is trusting in something else. Let your trust be in praying power. Hallelujah. Pray concerning everything. Pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Live a constant, consistent prayer life. Because if you do, two men who pray. One thing I want you to know is, anytime I see believers quick to speak, when I see men who quick, who are always quick to talk without thinking, they are men who don't pray. You check for scripture. Hallelujah. If they are quick to speak, anything on the Facebook, you are trusting on something else. Any little thing on the social media, you are trusting on something else. Hallelujah. Trust in prayer. Men who pray are not quick to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, they are not quick to speak. You know, if you read Proverbs, the Bible will say, put away from thee a forward look. Put away from thee. A believer shouldn't be too quick to speak. Too quick. You are like a driver. No. A believer shouldn't be too quick to speak. You know, these days, you might not be talking with your mouth, so you are talking with your hands. Hallelujah. You're on Instagram blog, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, TikTok, and all talk. Your hand is just moving.
No.
Don't a believer who is praying. Believer who is in constant prayer is not quick to put everything on. He's not quick to talk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be careful on how you use the social media. Most times I didn't just talk anyhow, I just know this one is not praying. I don't need to open as well as you pray. I know you are not living a prayerful life. A prayerful life. Hallelujah. Because you'll find the fruit of many that pray from scripture. Jesus is one of them. Hallelujah. He was not quick to talk. Before Pilate, you know, he would have just run his mouth. What do you mean? Because they're a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are many times the reason why people are in deep soup or deep issues is because of the fact that they didn't know when to keep quiet. The man who prays is slow to speak. Hallelujah. A man who prays is careful with trends. Watch a man who prays. He's careful with trends. He's careful. Hallelujah. Be a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Watch it when you become too adaptable. You get too. You are too trendy. Watch it when you become too, too overattached to things. That is not the gospel. But overattached to things that are working shows you me. You get easily irritated. Some people will say it's my kind of person. It's just a mood swing. Watch it. Hallelujah. Watch it. Watch it. Watch your move. Watch your move, believers. Watch your move. A man who prays regularly is a man who is always in joy and careful. You see, he's always in joy. That's why Paul would then rejoice however they pray without ceasing. Because the product of praying is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Irrespective of what is happening around you, they just don't for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. My mandate was to give you three things. Right? The first is prayer. Right? Pray. Pray. Number two. That's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 15. See that none render evil for evil. Watch your responses. Is it a product of prayer? Hallelujah. Watch your actions. Watch your actions. Pastor Shek will always warn us and tell us, be careful of the second evil. Where you want to pay back me. Somebody has done you wrong, with that I must do my own back. That is not the character of the believer. Okay, you hear me? To repay back. Whether you have been done wrong or good, your response must be right. Must be good. Hallelujah. Even the people that crucified Jesus didn't speak evil of them. He still loved them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So live a life of love. Be careful of it. Be careful of responding back. This is why I just want to say my own. How can I be saying this about the gospel? I don't want to render, I don't want to talk. No. It shows you are not friends. Even if the topic is against your pastor, there was a time you already knocked out. If I receive rebuke from even from fellow pastors. When I said the lockdown was okay, that could call the spread of the virus. Some pastors took it by DM. Some of them, many of them I didn't respond to. There was one I wanted to respond to just to tell him because I love him so much. I didn't know you were missing it. But he didn't respond. He did agree, so I left him. Hallelujah. But you know that today, to be loose back, he will say, what pastor said was that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So some people came at me. Immediately, they said, why would you say that? There's a fortune
Africans.
You're supposed to be able to shut down the churches.
No, I wasn't. But that was the best move at that point. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And preach that.
I preached healing.
Some of us, many of us received healing yesterday, right?
Hallelujah.
Preach faith. But you know, I told you, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, that intelligence, right? It requires intelligence.
And that intelligence can be as little as common sense. This common sense. You are in a car that is almost involved in an accident. You have a missile to jump by and say, ha ha, oh, but trust God. Jump by is a missile. Hallelujah. Common sense. That open the door and jump by is the leading of the Spirit. You know, you say, oh, I'm waiting for what the Lord will say, tell me to do. Ha ha, ha, door is open. Accident is upon. Jump by. Amen. Run! One of the pastors had an accident. And before we know it, all of them, people that were there, they were like, that they were surprised that those guys got I said, this is not well now. Hallelujah. Were they not thought well? They were thought it's common sense. You are involved in an accident. You saw yourself, I'm alive. Oh, yes, I'm alive. You're not want to be there. And they say, oh, Lord, oh, let's speak in tongues. Even the spirit of God will come to you. Come down! You mean they saw that? I almost saw the name. Pastor, we are alive. Pass. All of them. Amen. Common sense. The Spirit of God will lead you via common sense. It's common sense. Hallelujah. Just common sense. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, walking God. Walking God. Don't pay back evil for you. Don't pay back evil. Don't! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even when even when it has to do with people are talking about your pastor, the moment you respond, it shows you're not faith. It shows, yes. I posted something online concerning that was enter. And I said it's not in the place of the church to begin hashtag enter. Hallelujah, it's not the place of the church. The church, the role of the church is to teach. Hallelujah. The church is the place of what is taught. Don't bring that to the church. If you want to carry your placards, don't do it outside. Come to the church. And somebody responded to me and said, we knew right from the university day that I was a fake prophet. That was a fake man of God. In my head, I was like, oh, thank God to me that it was from school. Hallelujah. Thank God to you. You know what I'm talking about? The right from school day, I'm going to suspect this guy. It's not real. Somebody responded. Before I would talk now, the church members will not come against me. I was doing that, I was laughing. I said, my church members, they said, this is why I have no thoughts. None of them will respond to me. I didn't speak to any one of us here, and none of us responded. Hallelujah. Don't say, he spoke wrong against my pastor, I want to give him back, fire for fire. No. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus says that to us. Matthew 5:43. Quickly. Matthew 5:43. Amen. Five. Let's go to three. Are you there? Listen. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. Jesus changes the use of the word enemy. He said, I said to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them that which despitefully use and persecute you. You have to be able to respond.
Hallelujah.
So as Pastor Shepherd will also tell us, I will say to you, beware of the second evil. The second evil is your own response.
Hallelujah.
Beware of the second evil.
Hallelujah.
They must stop. They don't let me. Ah, wow, I will not take it. You cannot go somewhere about it.
So, alright. You don't really know that.
Hallelujah.
And the violence is taken in my voice. So the violence is like responding back. Don't know it. Show you are not praying. Remember I said when a man, you want to make a man full of prayer, he slows. Watch that.
Halloween time. So to speak. Finally, number two. Beware of your influence. Beware of what influences you. Beware of what influences you. See, I saw this post by, I was about to read that out because my phone is not here. No one. I saw this post by a brother, Pastor Popola, and I also heard it too from Pastor Shepard. You see, this war, you know the war, there are some people who are paid to influence the way you think. Hope you know that. There are people who are paid. Especially on social media, to influence. They are called social media influencers. Have you heard of those people? People make money with it. Hope you know that. You can make. I'm not saying, you know, I said if you can do, if you do anything that will make money, that is it. You make money. You can be a social media influencer. I don't pay money. Permit me to say this. I know someone who wanted to push out their clothes. Push out his clothes. They have to pay a social media cloth though. Nobody knows the cloth. She just a new product. She gave that cloth, one of the clothes, she gave it to a social media influencer for wear and paid the person money. My salary. You know what I mean? Pay the person about my salary. What I would earn in a month, somebody got it in 1 day. But the moment that person wore that cloth and just tagged the name of this my friend on it, tag the name on it, bam, we need to follow the order she got. Just like because somebody wore your clothes, and the movie I'm wearing clothes that nobody can see. You know, you're able to take pictures. Somebody just wore clothes and put it on Instagram. Just Instagram. She got the sales of her life. Comes from everywhere. I was like, wow. Somebody just wore a clothes and everybody is not saying, because we celebrate the wedding school. This is the wedding school. Everyone started going. Hallelujah. There are people who are paid just to push something up on social media and everybody is talking about it. You don't know everybody is just talking about it. My banana, my banana, my banana. Everybody like that, everybody is influenced. Everybody has the name, my banana. Somebody has influenced your thinking. Social media. Amen. They say if you buy banana and you, I will not pay. You want to go? Amen. Some people just do that. You want to, if one of you have never seen something, I want 1 million people to teach to hear about something that we just have. You know, that some people just pay money. They just have it on their status. You know, we don't do such strategies. Hallelujah. We are men of prayer. Hallelujah. But when it has to do with business, let's say business. I look like push it. Hallelujah. Once it leads to money ahead, the others are this. Amen. But when it comes to the things of the spirit, it doesn't work down. Hallelujah. So you should be aware, be informed of what influences you. Be careful of what influences. Now, influence. Why I say this is to say this. Influence has gone beyond who is your friend. You know, because they say, I have 4 friends. And then show me your friend, I'll tell you who you are. Right now, if you show me your life, show me the people you follow online, and I'll tell you who you are. Do you understand? So be careful of what influences you, both online and offline. Who you have as a friend. So your friend is not just the people you see physically now. The world is now a digital village, right? I'm not a global village, right? Hallelujah. So your friends have now gone to the things, the people you meet online, the things you watch online, the things you see online. Careful of what influences. Hallelujah. Let the only thing you allow to influence you. See, man is a product of influence. Don't say I cannot be influenced. Even your pastor can be influenced. Hope you know that. I just found my banana, my banana. Did that to me now? Do you think I heard it from the rest of the series? Somebody signed it, I saw it, I said, look at my banana. This is what happened.
have to receive that salvation somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be careful. Don't say, nobody can influence you. That talk is a product of an influence. Somebody said that and repeat it. Amen. You say, I'm not the photocopy of anybody. Nobody. You heard it from somewhere. So you are influenced. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You that you are saying it. At least I taught you. I told you years back. And you are saying, I'm not a photocopy. You are copying it from me, so you are a photocopy. That automatically makes you a photocopy. Man is a product of influence. That's about you. When you do an agado, you agado like pastor, because you're a product of influence. Amen. Amen. So my rule influences you. I'm going to show you from scripture what should influence a believer. Oh my friends, my what you hear. Hallelujah. So if I allow myself, if I lose God, let me use that word. If I lose God, I will be negatively influenced, even as the pastor. Amen. Amen. So some people, they are not being backward march 1-2. Forward march 1. So where are you running to? Are you influenced? You know, I'm not influenced, but you are talking of me. You are who they share land. How does Pastor know this? I'm alive too. I'm not influenced. Don't be influenced. Don't be influenced by the things of the world. Mind your friends. Your friends. Hallelujah. But I mean, mind your friends. Mind who you bring into your space. The who you bring into your space. Your space. And then that negatively influence your positive influence. They even children is friends. They say eat. It's risky. So if a friend can influence you, that means I must choose my friends by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I must be led to choosing friends. Some people want to just open their WhatsApp like this or their Facebook. Anybody that sends a friend request, yes, 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 they are just wanting to get to 5,000. I don't like it. Hallelujah. Negative. There are people who have been on my watch list for 2 years. I've been saying this for 2 years now, right? People have been on my watch list for 150 something days. Well, 150 something weeks. I can show you. They've been on my watch list. Well, I see that what they have in trust me there. Amen. There might even be people that they know physically. My friend has said to my friend. He said, friend, don't like me. Because I want, see, let me tell you my own strategy for Facebook. I want when I come to my Facebook, what I'll be seeing is posts from believers. Not, I'll come on us, not to be carrying banana. You see, my banana. Hallelujah. Don't know. Some of those movies, some of those short reads, I don't like them. Hallelujah. Even to this morning, I saw something on my status. How on earth is it to God get to my status? How on earth? I went back and saw that Facebook was done to them. What was the nomination? How would I have? I'll go through your status. I'll go through your post for the past 1 year, the fact that it. Let me see something that you did that through you. Hallelujah. I go even online. I learned this from Pastor Kevin. This is all I'm saying from him. Hallelujah. That word, that button, block or like, is the bleeding of the spirit. You don't know. Bleeding of the Lord, block on your life is this. Hallelujah. Block or like, block forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So be careful of your influence. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners, no matter how good you are. Even mind, even the words you listen to, even when it comes to doctrine, I say it's a whole lot. So doctrine. A pastor was asking somebody, say, don't you know this pastor? Don't you know this pastor? And I said, I don't know them. Well, I are. He asked me again. It was me and you that went, right? No. Somebody has asked me that before. Before then. Somebody has asked me, not to know this pastor. That's why I don't know.
This man responded to me, and he said, you've been a pastor since 2005. You've started ministry since 2005. I said, yes. Now you don't know this father. I said, what do I need them for? What do I need them for? Yeah, what do I need them for? Guy, what you are saying, brother? But actually, they have lived my diverse life. Is the fact that when I get to listen to a pastor, right? Get to listen to a pastor. I'm not saying that every pastor is wrong, though, but I streamline all my life, all everything I want to move to that person. And at least you don't find me reading books that are not E.W. Kenyon's book then and Kenneth Hagin's book. Because most of your pastors will testify to it. You can find me reading all my books. I'm not saying all the books are wrong. No. Hallelujah. But because I'm following this, these are the books I read. Today, if you come to my library, you won't find any other books apart from Pastor Shegon Anka's books. That is what I read. Eh? That is what I read. That is who I follow. Amen. Amen. I follow him a lot. Because I know I'm leading people. If I begin to hear, he's here. A young guy who just started ministry, chatted me one day and told me, sir, I want you to be my teacher, my father-in-law. I said, interesting. And you know, if it was years back, I would say, wow, I have a son. But I've learned that in a bad way. Some of you have told me that those that story in school. I learned that in a bad way. I was praying one day in school. A young girl walked up to me. I was praying in the night. She walked up to me and said, sir, I'm moved by your prayer. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And he said, I want to be my father in the Lord. When I'm not fathering my children in the Lagos, I said, oh, God bless you. And I was a father in the Lord for 2 hours. But the next morning, I got a text message. Sorry, I'm no longer my father in the Lord. I said, interesting. Amen. For 3 hours. So I gave myself grace. Be glad that I'm losing my father in the Lord. Amen. I'm just brother smart. Amen. Because you have to go father yourself, go father others. Amen. Then I would say, in my head, I was like, okay, no problem. So one day I saw him post someone. I didn't respond to him, but I just kept quiet. I kept him. Then he post somebody. I said, okay. He post Dr. Damina, or Pastor Damina. So I said, Dr. Damina. But then he posted someone else. Ah! So, we are part of this. I was just trying to recover from this. He posted someone else again. Ah! Another one again, eh? Another one said, come. How many people are you following? And I said, I'm following, I guess it was 9, he said. He mentioned them. I said, let me know them. Mention, permission. Hallelujah. We have got somewhere. Listen to me. We have got somewhere. Even mentioned Prophet Obahike. Even me, I was like, this man, this guy has grace. His grace is not here. Anyway, the last. He said, these are his fathers in the Lord. The last name, now put my name, and you said, no. She is moving my name. I thought even a young man, if he's listening to this video, he knows I'm talking to him. So this young man, remove my name! You're like, sir, what? I said, remove it, don't want to remove it. I might not be seeing you, but remove it. I don't want to hear it from you. Don't put my name there. I asked him some questions. And he always asks questions so that I want, I will give him direct answer. First time I told him, go and listen to this message. Next time when you ask him, ask that. Like the fourth time, I said, go and listen to this message. I have a problem. I said, what? He said, first of all, when I listen to the message, the answer might even be at the last track. and each part is like 2 hours. It's not easy, child. I say, listen to you. I won't give you answers. Hallelujah. Go on, listen to me. Once I've not ministered, I tell I've not ministered, sir, I can't teach. Then I was like, sir, tell me. The day he announced something, I said, very irresponsible. He said, this pastor said something about fighting. But he believes there are some deeper depths. About fighting, so I believe in. I'm heading from Sanjay. So please, can you teach me more? I told him, my catch. I said, you are the kind of disciple a pastor must not have in the church. The pastor told me something. Want me to say another thing? Don't get out. I blocked it.
But I was not encouraging a man, a young boy, to disrespect his pastor in church.
I said, you said it's your pastor. I said, yes. Your pastor, the church, I said, yes. I said, you are very unserious. I blocked it. Hallelujah. By release the master system. I have to, because they have to send me some apologies. I don't remind myself. But I don't ask me any questions. I should be like that. Hallelujah. Yeah, they say, sir, you may, I have had a deed. Told my dad, I will give you 6 months. And I put it in my timer, my calendar. Then for 6 months, it turned around. I said, okay, release this problem. But sir, I was surprised to see your post. You're not surprised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God be careful of what you're saying. You can't be listening to 10 people. You won't go spiritually. I'm going to teach you about spiritual goodness. That's the absolute. You can't go spiritually. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you're not minister, but I don't know. I'm holding at this minister you call the nine of them. The nine of them, they don't preach similar things. It is heavy as you know that he needs to have a death in everything. This is crazy. This is madness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
To mind your influence. Mind who you listen to.
Hallelujah.
Mind what you have had to come into your space. The words you hear. That will say, guard your heart, Thomas. Guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Issues that govern life. So you guard your heart. Guard what comes in. Guard what comes in. Hallelujah. Guard what comes in.
Hallelujah.
Keep a clean heart. Keep a clean heart. Hallelujah. Let the world know. Let your pastor. Let the person who is your pastor. Let your cell leader be your only influence when it comes to the things of the Spirit. How can you do that? How can you have a pastor? How can you have a pastor? Your pastor is your shepherd. You can have one on one shepherd. Stay with your pastor's words. Stay with your pastor's message. Follow your pastor. Stay behind. Hallelujah. So, what are the three things again? Keep living prayer-filled life. Two, watch your reaction. Right? During GPLR, I told us, stay away from strife. Right? I told us that all through the day and the years to come. Stay away from strife. Strife among brethren. Stay away from strife. Watch your reaction. Watch your reactions. Watch how you react. You know, you can put yourself in that check. Let me see how I react today. So when you see that you're reacting, you watch it and consciously change. Hallelujah. Mind how you react. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thirdly, be aware of what influences you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all want influence. Let the word of God alone influence. Hallelujah. Let the word of God alone influence. Let it influence. As the matters, every negative influence you have, be broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in the place of prayer, you'll be bold. Bold much more to preach. Hallelujah.
Let's go.